Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
713-572-4610. Think Tank coming up in about 5 minutes. Start your statement with, I think that, the number one radio segment in all of Houston. Shout out to Sean's fiance, Amy. Sad, sad situation. A lot of people have to go through in their everyday life. They had to put the dog down yesterday.
That is the toughest thing that anybody will ever do. I get, you know, people are people and you hate losing loved ones, but every single moment of a dog's life is about you. They live for you. Figure, you're real tight with your dog.
Yeah.
I mean, I love sending the pictures you put out there and everything. He lives for you and your wife.
He sit there and watches all day long.
Every moment of their life. And they're so innocent. So when you have to put them down, it's just heartbreaking. Yeah. So shout out to Amy and Sean and good luck with that. I might miss a month when I have to get Gibson.
A week. During the break.
It's moved up to a month.
It's moved up to a month. I don't even want to know what you're going to be like.
I'll be a basket case. I can tell you that right now.
He's lived a good life, man. He's
9 years old now. He's got a few left. We got to turn those frowns upside down. We got a couple things to talk about.
How are we going
to
do that?
And then we're going to talk about a couple things to talk about here, and then we have the think tank.
We got to talk about your weird obsession with paint on the walls. For some reason, John Lopez is an undercover druggie, and he loves the smell of wet paint.
All right, so I tweeted this. Figgy, did you see what I wrote?
No. Uh-huh.
All right, so we're getting our offices remodeled and painted, and I know I'm not the only one that feels this way. So you can text in with your thoughts and your thoughts on other scents, smells, 713-572-4610. That's where you call, too, for the think tank if you want to line up. So I said, what are the sneaky great scents in life, smells in life, all right? Not the usual bacon, popcorn, fresh-baked cookies. We all know those are great smells, right? What are the sneaky great – I want you guys to think about it, and then I'm going to give you mine in the meantime. Old books smell great. Hair product, obviously women's hair product. There's something about, you know, like, I don't know what it is. Is that like a fetish? When I smell hair product on a woman, I just think it smells awesome. Burning wood. Mom's house, whoever your mom is. When you go to mom's house, it has a scent, right?
Yeah.
That smell is awesome. The parking lot tailgating.
That's like barbecue smoke, though.
It has a different smell, too. It really does. Trout slicks.
The hell is that?
Fishermen will know. I want to make a perfume, a man's cologne, I should say, that is called Trout Slick.
It's disgusting.
It's awesome. And fresh paint. Like, I've done a couple of laps around here. I may be getting a little buzz, maybe not. I don't know. But the smell of fresh paint is one of the sneaky great scents in life.
One of my sneaky great scents, and I don't know why I like the way this smells. Gasoline.
Oh, somebody tweeted that.
I like the smell of gasoline. Not when it's on you.
That'll mess you
but
up.
But just when you actually smell it. Gasoline, I think, is one of the hidden scents for me.
Figgy?
Mine is new sneakers.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like that, and I like the new car smell. Yeah. I always try to keep the new car smell no matter what, so I get all these different smell good stuff.
I remember when my kids were small, every time they opened a box of crayons, I'd take nose hits off of that thing. Crayons smell great.
Dude, you're a druggie, man. You're a common druggie. 713-572-4610 to get into the think tank. There's something going around the internet right now. We mm-hmm. we know the 10-year challenge. They've put that out there, but there's also something that there's a survey being asked. What is something from your childhood mm-hmm. that people younger than you wouldn't understand?
Waiting to use the phone. We had 9 kids in the house at some point. I had 4 brothers and sisters, but we had my cousins growing up with us. And for most of my teenage years, it was just the 5 of us. And my oldest, it was oldest to youngest, had phone privileges. So my oldest brother, then my sister, then my brother, then my other sister, then me had phone privileges. My dad had a stopwatch, like an old 60-minute stopwatch, and he'd let you talk for 10 minutes on the phone because there was no call waiting. There was no, you know, buzzing in. If you had an emergency, you had to call the operator and say, can you break into this phone line because it's an emergency or whatever? So if you called like your girlfriend or your buddy or whatever, you just hear dial tone, dial tone, dial tone, dial tone. We would have to wait. I would always have to wait 50 minutes, 40 minutes before I could use the phone.
Mine is having to actually make effort to get porn. I mean, like back in the day, like if you didn't just have these smartphones, like back in the day, you had to actually go on the desktop. A lot of times it would be your mom's desktop. You would have to go to the porn site and you would have to be willing to suffer the consequences that as soon as you went to that porn site, number one, it was going to take a long time. So you would probably have to like sit it there. And number two, after you went to that porn site, pop-ups were just going to bombard your mom.
Your mom knew exactly what was going on.
And then you had to blame your friend Robert Smart or something like that. You kids don't know how easy you have it right now, because going and getting porn back in the day, it used to be somewhat of a commitment. We used to even have to almost stay up late past 12 just to watch those Girls Gone Wild infomercials and the Wild on E! With Brooke Burke and all that kind of stuff. And maybe Howard Stern would have a guest that would get naked on there and you would see the censor. It took a lot of effort back in my day. You kids don't know how good you have it now to look at adult entertainment.
All right, I got two of them. Mm-hmm. One of them is traveling without a GPS.
Oh, yeah, maps.
Yeah.
Atlas.
I don't see how people did it back in the day, but back then we used to travel with paper, pretty much directions on paper. The second one is white pages, using white pages.
Oh, to try to find somebody's number.
Yeah.
Well, what's your address? And then you look it up.
Yeah.
So then you don't just ask for the digits.
Porn, you guys really just don't understand. It's absolutely crazy. By the way, the biggest news today around sports: John DeFilippo is expected to be the offensive coordinator for the Jacksonville Jaguars. This courtesy of Ian Rapoport. DeFilippo, the former Eagles quarterback coach with Nick Foles, so almost makes sense that maybe they bring in Nick
Foles.
Not
a guarantee, but.
But that's what they're saying. And also, Jalen Hurts, the quarterback at Alabama. He's taking his talents to Oklahoma, so he's going to be a part of that Lincoln Riley air raid. Will he be the next big thing for him? I mean, 2 years as head coach for Lincoln Riley, or a few years, he's
pretty
had
darn
Baker
good.
Mayfield, and he's had Kyler Murray. So who knows what Jalen Hurts will do. But you hear the music right now. You know what time it is. 713-572-4610 to get in. The number one segment in the nation, number one segment in the universe, and most importantly, the number one segment in H-Town. It's the In the Loop Think Tank. 713-572-4610 to get in. Start your statement with, I think that. Don't ask us how we're doing. Why, J-Lo?
Because nobody cares.
Nobody cares, and we're doing fantastic. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think kids these days will never understand the thrill of sneaking out.
Sneaking out of the house?
I think kids still sneak
I
out.
I think they do. Yeah. I know my kids
what
did.
Do you mean? What do you mean they
sneak out? They thought I didn't know.
Everybody knows about sneaking out. You just wouldn't say anything?
I did if it was
you would if it was the daughter. You wouldn't if
damn
it was the
right
sons.
I would have.
Yeah, double standard.
Yes.
You're on the thing.
Yes,
go.
I do.
This Patrick Mahone. Today, I think I would take Case Keenum or Deanum or whatever his name is as my franchise quarterback. Also, my daddy just handed me a cassette tape. What is this?
8-track. Case Keenum. I'm sorry.
8-tracks, man. My first car had an 8-track.
CDs were big in my time.
Oh, yeah.
CDs. And it was a commitment, too.
You're darn right.
It was an absolute commitment. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Is this me?
It's you.
Okay. I think that the Texans should look at the offensive tackle from Tampa Bay, Donovan Smith. He's fixing to be a free agent. He's young and he's pretty good.
All right.
It's a good scouting report right
yes,
there.
Sir.
I mean, I'm going to call John Harris and see if he agrees with you. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that Coach Bill O'Brien cannot coach himself out of an elementary school fire drill.
It's not my job.
Remember fire drills?
They still have those.
They still do.
They still do.
We
that.
Had one here the other day.
Yeah.
Stanford right. Route in the building. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Butterly Lopez.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. I had a female miniature schnauzer I lost her a year ago. She was 16 years old. Everywhere I went, I could look down. She was right there, obedient. Hey, man, that sucks when you lose a dog like that, brother.
Yeah, it does. It really, really does.
Is this going to turn into dogs, sad dog tales?
No, I think
tales?
Most people are going to turn the frown upside
good
down.
Good Lord. Yeah. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think the smell of whiteout is an awesome smell when you open that new bottle.
Damn.
Oh, whiteout? That's good.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think that's an actual drug, though. You're on the think tank. Like, go.
Hey, I think I like the smell of weed.
We got a bunch of pictures of people sending that.
High-grade marijuana called Kush on the street.
But I've also heard that a lot of people that like the smell of weed, because they like the smell of weed, they also like the smell of a skunk now. Like, you know how a skunk used to be like a real frowned upon thing, and ooh, that's disgusting. Where's that skunk? Because a lot of high grade marijuana smells like skunk.
Right.
A lot of people who like the smell of weed allegedly like the smell of skunk. Stanford, how you doing? What are you sipping on there, dude?
Dude, it's some juice.
What kind of juice is that?
This is strength.
Ah, attaboy.
Yes.
There you go, strength.
Guys, you really should start juicing, I promise you.
Oh.
You will not be disappointed.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Yo, shout out to Stanford Rao. Anyway, here's what I think. Yesterday, I was at Lowe's, right? And this Gillette commercials got me, like, mixed up because I'm at Lowe's and I buy this fridge from this lady who works in appliances. Well, she goes back, gets the fridge. She's hauling this thing on, like, a hand truck, man. And I'm like, am I supposed to help her? Would that be mansplaining if I help her with this fridge right now? So I didn't help her, dude, and I followed this 4'5" freaking lady with a fridge on her back all the way to the register, man. What do I do, Gillette?
That Gillette thing is so overblown. Basically, they basically said in their commercial, don't be a jerk.
I don't know. Mad
is that
Radio,
bad?
Mad Radio was hot on it. I didn't have a real strong take on it. I have no idea. You have any thoughts on the Gillette commercial, Stanford?
No, at all.
Not really.
Yeah, it was nothing.
But on some things, I just don't have a take on. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think today I'm going to tell you about personal stuff instead of sports. We close on our house in 2 hours, and I'm finally moving to the country after 39 years. And I think you guys have the best show on radio.
Look at that. Well,
thank you. Congratulations on that.
Good
a lot
luck.
Of people, a lot of people like being out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
That's a popular choice by many. You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, nice guy Phil here. I think Lopez hit it on the head when he said the smell of a trout slick smells great.
I don't even trout know slick is one of the best smells in life.
I don't get it. You're on the think tank. Go. Go. Smoke shop.
Oh, no. We suck again.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I like the smell of a stripper's body spray.
Strawberry perfume.
Yeah.
You're on the think tank. Go.
With the glitter.
Yeah.
I think I can't stand the smell of... messed it up. I chugged.
It's all right.
It's all right, Pave Tex.
It's all right. You and Pave Tex have something in common. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that there needs to be a loophole rap freestyle battle. Because while I do appreciate all the rhymes that come over y'all's airwaves, I could tell that a lot of them are written down and everything, man. We need to do a freestyle battle. Season's the best of the best.
I mean, it sounds like a plan to me.
All fee styles, no freestyles.
Yeah.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Go.
Go. You suck.
Joke.
Suck one.
You're on the think tank. Go.
What'd he do? What'd he do? Nah, I'm just playing. Hey, guys.
What's up, Dank?
So there is one. There's one smell that y'all missed with WD-40.
I love that.
Oh man, that's the best smell ever. But hey, I wanted to give a shout out to Money Mike. Hey man, don't let all these haters get you down. You can read off your book or whatever, which is kind of surprising. You can read since you're from the Get Down, but hey, to each their own. But hey, I got one thing for y'all. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Five.
Five.
Five. Who'd
you guys?
Five who? What did we miss?
I don't know.
Sorry, Dank. That was on us. I couldn't hear what he was saying.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think I got to come back in because Landlock tried to set me up yesterday. I'm going to walk it like I talk it. Yeah, Paychecks in the building. And, you know, I'm getting wild. I don't give a damn, baby. I'm on the radio style, so I know I got to keep it clean because, you know, I'm always clean. You can see me at that Rockets game and I'm yelling MVP. I don't care. I'm wild. I'm with Dank. I'm wild. I'm with Goop and Splitty, and you know we're getting wild. Landlock done seen it. OG got scared. He didn't show up, baby. He went duck hunting there. And me and Fig, I told him, yeah, we got to hit the after hours. But he ran, because he knew he was getting wild. In the loop, that style. In the loopholes, baby, yeah. Going long, long and strong. Got them girls in the thongs. I'm coming through, baby. I might hit the bone.
I ain't going to lie, I'm 50 Tyson is what I thought about
you
that.
You
got to
love Houston rap, man.
Oh, it's my like, gosh.
But just one quick thing. Isn't it?
I Done Came Down.
I Done Came Down, I Done Came Through. That is the number one lyric in all Southern rap, has especially in Texas.
Has to be. You're on the Think Tank, go.
I think I like the smell of rain. I think I like the smell of spring.
You're on the Think Tank. Go. Go. It's garbage
you
right there.
Suck.
You suck. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Go.
And
another one, Figgy?
Yeah, I mean, it does suck. Yeah, it sucks.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that I like the smell of new money.
That's a good one.
New money. Everybody likes the smell of new money, mm-hmm. though. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Chris Myers, guy here. Hey, Mr. Lopez, my 6-year-old daughter told me this joke last night. What do you call a boy cow that's sleeping?
A boy cow that's sleeping?
Yes, a bulldozer. Last one.
A bulldozer.
Oh my gosh.
I see what you did there.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think whoever called Bill O'Brien an offensive guru needs to be hog-tied and soap shoved down their throat.
Does anyone still call him an offensive guru?
No, nobody
there
does.
There are so many straw man arguments going around about the Texans. Nobody thinks Bill O'Brien is an offensive guru. Nobody thinks that J.D. Clowney is as good as Khalil Mack and Aaron Donald. I don't know where the hell that's coming from. There's a lot of straw man arguments going mm-hmm. around right now. Sanford, how do you feel about straw man arguments?
I mean, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. So obviously there's a right and a wrong. You can look at it from both
Tom Brady
angles.
Is the master of the straw man opinion. Like people's, yes. Oh, people are disrespecting me. Who? Who's disrespecting Tom Brady? Come on now.
Believe it or not, the great ones have the rabbit ears.
So oh, yeah.
It could be a million people in the audience that are screaming their name, chanting, everything like that, but they can hear the one person yep. that's detracting.
Yep.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think half these clowns calling up here trying to rap need to just put it down for good, do us all a favor.
I don't disagree. Yeah. I don't disagree. Some of these guys are falling
it
off.
Strong.
What do you think of Pave Texas rap?
Yeah.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think my wife and I are in the market for a tractor. Any suggestions, or maybe ask McLean there?
Trying to
size
lose that
is
V-card.
Not as important.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think we should trade Clowney for T.J. Watt.
Who? The, why the hell? Would
why
they
would
do
either
that?
Side do that?
Why would the Steelers trade you T.J. Yeah. Watt? Still on his rookie deal for Clowney, who's about to get paid. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Rex Ryan here. I think the best smell ever is my wife's feet and pantyhose.
You like your wife's feet smell? Are you a foot guy?
Not really.
Stanford?
Not even close.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm not anti-foot.
You're on the Think Tank. Go. Go.
Smoke. Yeah, I mean, it does suck. Yeah, it sucks.
You're on yep. the Think Tank. Go.
I think it smells like fish, but it tastes like chicken.
Wow.
Seriously.
Oh, my goodness. That was so descriptive.
That's awful.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
What's the speed limit for sex?
I don't know. What is it?
As fast as you can?
68, because when at 69, you'll have to turn around and your face turn brown.
God.
All right.
We got to
stop. One more.
We got to stop.
You're on the Think Tank. Please get us out of here in style.
Go.
Hey, what do you guys think about Kevin Johnson?
He sucks.
A whole lot of suck.
Whoa. Hey, come on now.
He does.
Come on now.
He's not good.
Once again, like I told you guys, I think you have to put it all in context.
You do.
You have to put it all in context.
What's the context?
The context is, I think for so many people, again, watching that Cincinnati game for, I think it was, what, 3 years ago? That built up a lot of the unrealistic expectations among placed on Kevin Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever a corner gets beat, that does not mean that he sucks. It means that
I get that.
He's going against a quarterback that gets paid every Tuesday. That's what that means.
Damn, Stanford's in a very kind mood right
now. I'm just simply okay. So
no, he might.
If Jalen Ramsey
not.
Gets beat, it's bad things happen. Corners get beat. That's the way it is.
Right.
If other corners get beat that don't have as big of a name, that guy sucks.
Kevin
that guy
Johnson
shouldn't even be on the team.
Stays getting beat though. He stays.
He's not had
beat.
A good couple of years.
Yeah, I'm not saying that he's out there playing like Deion Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just simply saying that, believe it
he's
or
not,
there,
like Deion Sanders
there's,
Jr.
There's plenty of corners in this league that I see that you much rather would have Kevin Johnson on your roster than those other guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put it like that.
Okay, Stanford, I'm looking forward to the hot route.
Oh, we got the hot route coming.
Hey, we got the participation ribbons ready. Mm-hmm.
Wyatt Work.
The participation ribbons are ready. Stanford Route's going to be handing them out. He's also going to react to the biggest news of the day. That's next on Sports Radio 610.
A whole lot of suck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.